Yeah, I don't want you to call me in opposition, we're just here.
Some of you are well aware of the struggles we've had in our development over the years.
Could you state your name for the record?
I'm sorry. I'm Dave Racine.
Address.
Address is 114 Martin Lane, Truett's Development.
Thank you.
Okay. We have struggled with our development to try to hold it together. Been to court twice with county council to keep it as it is, a nice little development. A lot of people don't even know we're there. And quite frankly, it's been a real struggle. However, we have never really objected to the Film Society's use, what they want. And all we're trying to do is to control this. What the Film Society has proposed in this deed restriction is because we've been talking and they've done everything we've asked to protect us. We would be, however, happier if it was not a zoning change. It's much easier controlled. You folks can control, not just us, if it's maintained in this other manner. It's strange because Jim has read this and they keep talking about not-for-profit. And I've never heard you folks mention it except in our private conversations. Are you not a 501c3? You can't get more not-for-profit than that. Mm-hmm. So they are, in fact, not-for-profit. As a club, I belong to two organizations. One is 501c3. The other one is just not-for-profit. They're both clubs, and they operate as clubs. And personally, I don't see any difference. I think they are a club. But that has to be your legal counsel putting you in legal terms. So I think that's up to that. Looks like you need to restate that from being an office to a club facility. Just restate your use as a club facility rather than an office. Maybe that's what we need to do. It was stated here by Mr. Folkway that we're surrounded by commercial property, not by our choice, let me tell you. It has been a struggle and a fight all the way. Even the properties that front on Highway 1 were not all commercial. Some were, but because the Exxon station was there, there was a motel there, there was a restaurant there. This is a long time ago. And they were there. And now you've got the doctor's office and the, of course, Millman's Appliance. They came in 35 years ago. And you have the girls that have the...
Farmer Girls.
Yeah, the Farmer Girls. I couldn't think of it. You'll have to forgive my age problem. I can't remember everything. That was actually residential, and that was changed commercial. The doctor's office, I'm not sure about that. Maybe that whole block was commercial at that time, even when there was a residence there, because Tull's property, which actually fronts on that, is part of that section, and it is commercial, too. So anyway, to state that we're surrounded with commercial, we sure didn't have commercial where the mall is. That was done in opposition to us. So we're surrounded by commercial, not by choice. But we have no problem, again, with the situation that the Film society is wanting to operate in. The other statement, and I will make this a point, that was brought up that possibly if we change this to B1, they might open the road, one of our roads, into the mall. They already tried it. And we put a major effort into stopping that. And that would be controlled by the highway department. And it is very possible that if you change to a B1, highway department might override the agreement that we have with them, because they have it right in the agreement if it changes zoning. And one property might be enough. You can't bet on them.
I was just going to ask you, Dave, cut to the quick. Do you prefer to go to CU, or do you mind the B1 from a personal point of view in the way they've done it? We can skin this cat two ways.
I would prefer, and I think all of us,
conditional use.
God between. We would prefer to stay with conditional.
Because even if the terms are the same,
slower.
Enforcement would be different, because if you wanted to enforce it against through deed restrictions, you got to go to court. Mm-hmm. And Jim, what court would they go through? Chancery or Superior, or which one? I don't know.
Whatever.
Probably Chancery.
Chancery, whatever. But that would cost you a lot of money. If the county's doing it through a conditional use, it wouldn't cost you anything, and enforcement would be much quicker.
That's what I said earlier.
And everything else.
You guys can control it.
Okay, I fully understand.
And we prefer that.
So I want to make it sure that we all understand when you leave here, because as you go on,
I don't know
be clear.
What you'll come out with the.
You want a conditional use.
I don't know what you're going to come out with as to accepting it as a club. I feel it's okay.
It seems
we
that
all
we can
seem
do
to.
That. We can stretch it to do that.
I don't know whether you'll have to come back or not to approve it, but.
Mr. Racine, I know there are folks with you. Could you tell us their names? And I believe they've all indicated that they would prefer the conditional use route.
Some of them might want to speak also.
The Yinglings, they have been the ringleaders.
My name's Carla Avery. One of the three of them right beside them, and I've never had an issue with them whatsoever.
But what would you?
Conditional.
Okay, that's what we want to know.
From the beginning, that's what they wanted, and we were okay with that.
Well, they were actually told by man over here in the office that they could get that when they bought it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We understood that.
And we're happy with that.
Objected to it from the
get-go.
And they were going to be happy with that too, right, sir? Okay.
And we have Jan Burns. Jan? Who do you have?
My name is Janice Burns. I live at 106 Martin Lane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there anyone aside from the five of you here about this who had concerns about this application?
I would like to speak.
Anyone aside from the five of you,
thank you very
Mr. Racine, and the four of you who is here with an objection?
No, I don't know.
I think everybody's represented and everybody has said they would prefer conditional use.
And I think with the awkward entrance that they have trying to get in there, if you can control more traffic, you're better off.
Mr. Griffin, how would you suggest we proceed with that understanding?
My recommendation would be that you defer, leave the record open, allow the applicant provide the applicant with the opportunity that if they did choose to withdraw and refile, whether you would expedite and whether you would waive the refiling fee, and then let them advise us of what they would like to do.
And how much is the filing fee, Lawrence?
$500.
$500.
Okay, could I get a motion to that effect?
You got it from me.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second to defer this application as articulated by Mr. Griffin. It would be put on a future agenda as old business to consider waiving the fee.
I think that was in the motion.
Yes. Okay.
That if they refile as conditional use, you'd waive the fee and expedite.
Very good.
Are they going to still be allowed to operate there?
Yes.
Yes. In the interim, they will continue to operate.
So Mr. Lang won't send his people out there to cite them again, right?
To harass them.
If there's no further discussion, we'll call the vote. Ms. Diva?
No interpretation after 40 years.
This is to defer. Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Yeah, should be trying that now.
How are you?
After all that.
I know it.
New interpretation.
Sneaky as tricky as Luke Way has been over the years, he didn't figure that out.